Sabres.
On demand. Follow Sabres Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Akshay with Desi Mashup. Sabres
Radio. All right, so what do I say about my next guest? Listen, tracks like Retro Rari, Dunya, Khayal, this beautiful girl, which incidentally is the name of her new one, she has just been smashing it. And I'm happy to have her back up on the show, all right? We got so much love for this girl, so give it up for the Sony goodie, Bambi Baines. What are you saying, Bambi?
I'm all right. What are you saying?
Hey, listen. I know you're going to be here in my hometown later on this evening.
I am, yes. I'm performing tonight, quite late.
But you know what? I mean, it must be good to be back out performing again. Do you know what I mean? I mean, now that restrictions have been lifted. So, you know what? I know a lot of artists were just like really feeling it. You know what I mean? You know, not being able to just go out and perform to the fans and everything. So you must be happy that, you know, things are kind of opened back up again now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, my favorite part of doing music is performing. So it's just nice to be able to connect with the crowd again and actually see people partying and dancing to my music. Like, what more can I ask for?
Of course, man, of course. But listen, talking of music, 4th of February, all right, you dropped a new one for 2022, which we've all been vibing to, been absolutely loving. And, you know, before we get into it, man, congrats on the 1 milli, on the views, man, on the track.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, today's a 1 milli party.
Absolutely love it, man. But you know what? You know, I just mentioned, you know, some of the tracks that, you know, you have dropped over the last few years, Bambi, man. You know what we love about you, and I know the fans love about you as well, is just that, you know, with each track, you are bringing something different, something innovative, and you know, you're really showcasing, you know, your all the styles. You know what I mean? And I still feel there's so much more that you've got to give. You know, how do you feel, Bambi?
Yeah, definitely. I think the thing with me is, like, what I listen to is so universal. If you were to listen to my playlist, it doesn't even make sense. There's so much from so many backgrounds and so many sounds, and I'm really inspired by what I hear around the world, and I'm quite open-minded with my sound as well. So to be able to put that, when I'm feeling inspired, into my music, it just comes very naturally to me. So it's not like I'm trying to be something, but what I create is just genuinely coming organically, and I want people to hear it. And I think that's what's nice, you know, is breaking barriers, trying to push the waters a bit and be different and try and put Asians on the map in a different way.
Of course, man. You know, I mean, like I said, you know, the projects you have dropped, you know, they're absolutely on point. You know, how do you go about picking a project, Bambi? You know, I mean, what draws you to a particular project?
Nothing in particular. I guess it just depends on my mood. And I'm also learning about myself every time I make a new song. So, like, in the past year, I've made 40 songs.
Wow.
So, like, you know, every time I make a song, either my writing skills are improving, the production is improving, my voice is improving. So I feel like I'm learning about myself, and I feel like I'm finding my niche now.
So
I'm still testing the waters and experimenting. So it's quite nice to see how the journey is going right now.
Absolutely. And that was kind of my next question, really. Because is there a game plan, or right now are you just kind of having fun with it and just putting out these different tracks and, you know, and just like you said, just testing the waters and experimenting?
Yeah. I think it's important as an artist to do that, because with me, like, I like adapting to different things. I wouldn't say that I have a niche. And even being able to collaborate with people from different backgrounds is something that I really enjoy doing. I love cross-pollinating audiences, and I feel like that's what keeps us together. So I take real joy in that. And so that's what I'm trying to branch into, is bringing different sounds from around the globe and putting it with Asian influence inside.
Without a doubt. And, you know, talking of collaborations, all right, let's get into it about this new one. Listen, beautiful girl, Sony Curie, big monster collaboration with a man like Afro B, Bambi man. Let's get into this, man. You know, how did this all happen?
So the producers of the song, Sean Barinda, J-Rock, they met somehow and they got into the studio and started building this Afrobeat song. And they wanted an Asian female singer on it, and they approached my management. And so my management showed me the song, and I had no idea Afrobeat was on the track. And I really loved it. And when I heard this, it was actually summertime last year.
Yeah.
And so the sun was shining, and you hear a beat like this, and you're like, okay, this is cool. and so I started writing to it, just randomly. It took me about 20 minutes to write my verse and sent it to the team. And they were like, yo, this is cool, this is cool. And then me and Afro got into the studio. That's when I first met him. Really lovely guy, very humble.
Yeah.
And yeah, we were just jamming, got a bit wavy, started recording, and next thing you know, we shot the video, and we just decided to put this out.
Of course. I'm going to ask you, I mean, did you help Afro, you know, Afro with the, you know, with the Punjabi words, because you do see him doing a little bit of Punjabi, you know, in the video, in the song, you know, did you coach him a little bit?
Yeah, I had to. So I think he did record Sony Goody before, but I was like, that's not how you say. I think he said Sony Gully or something like that. And I was like, okay, we need to get this right, okay, because people will rate it. I know you're obviously African, but if you can nail it, that would be amazing. So we spent like 20 minutes. He couldn't do it, but bless him, he tried his hardest. And yeah, he pulled it off. It really suits him.
No, absolutely, man. You know, it sounds so cute, man. You know, if I can say that, it sounds really cute. And it just, you know, it sounds, you know, coming from, you look at him and then, you know, you don't expect that to come out of his mouth, you know?
Yeah, you don't.
But I know how much of a perfectionist you are, Bambi, and you know, one of the things, and I know you get so involved in and you know have so much control in, is the videos, man. Because I tell you what, every single video that you have dropped, you know, from Retro Rari until now, you know, I love the looks, the styling, you know, just everything, man. You know, your look, you know, everything is so on point. And this video,
this video was
absolutely no different, man. You know, I mean, talk to me a little bit about, you know, about this video.
So this video, we actually had 1 week to put together, because Afro B is like very busy right now. He's had like a USA tour and everything, so we actually made this song in the summer, and we've only got around to releasing it now because he's been like on some crazy projects himself. And the time that he was in the UK, he was like, okay, if we want to do a music video, this is the only time we have in London. So I was like, okay, cool. But this video, out of everything I've done, is much more relaxed. Like, there's nothing too much going on in there. Like, it's a very natural club scene, and you got people just vibing, and like, there's not too much theatrical stuff going on like in my previous videos. So we wanted to keep it quite lighthearted and happy and colourful. It's very simple.
No, absolutely. And you know what? The track and the video, you know, as we said at the beginning, the love is there and it's organic, you know, 1 milli, whoop, whoop.
it's amazing. We're very lucky.
Of course, man. Now, obviously, this track is now out, and, you know, like I said, man, it's getting the love. I know you said you've got a whole bunch of tracks already ready to go for 2022, man. You know what? You know what can we expect, Bambi?
There's a lot of music, as I said, that I've recorded, and I've found my niche now, and I'm really excited about the stuff I'm putting out soon, which is, as usual, bilingual music, and I'm really hoping to just try and get our sound out to a much more global audience. As much as I can, really.
No, absolutely, absolutely. And listen, Valentine's Day on Monday. You know what's you know what you know what's planned? What's planned?
Honestly, I'm rehearsing for a tour. no fancy dinners. Nothing romantic going on with me. It's just another day.
There we go. You know, you're a self-proclaimed studio rat, as you call yourself.
Sorry?
Studio rat.
Oh, yeah. Studio Rat. I really am. I'm literally, like, I'm pale as a ghost. I'm not sleeping very well. Constantly dehydrated. And I'm like, okay, I think it's time for a holiday.
Absolutely. I think a lot of us need a holiday right about now, you know, after everything that's gone on.
I know.
But listen, Bambi, you know, always love for you, always supporting, you know, my listeners, the fans, they were really excited that you were going to be on the show this evening. And I know a lot of people, you know, I've had messages, are going to be out in Leicester this evening to see you. Big up, man. Just keep doing your thing. And, you know, we'll keep showing the love and, you know, we'll just keep on supporting.
Thank you so much for your support always.
No doubt. And it's only right, Bambi, before you go, you introduce your new one.
Okay. This is my latest single called Beautiful Girl, Thorny Goody by myself and Afro B. Enjoy.
Let's go.
Akshay with Desi Mashup. Sabras Radio.